It is a shame that the response she received from the then leader of the opposition was less able to stand up to contemporary scrutiny. Mr. Gaitskill, with gallant intent, I am sure, replied to a nodding Commons that Lady Tweedsmuir had probably made some good points, but that he, alas, was unable to respond to any of them. For such was the distraction of her soft, attractive voice. He that despite being a grandmother, she was rather easy on the arm. He found it quite impossible to concentrate on anything she had had to say. In recounting this, Mr. Speaker, I realise I may have left the current leader of the opposition with a very modern man's dilemma, as he says. Does he now risk insulting me if he focuses solely on the issues raised and failed to mention that I am also a softly spoken charmer? Or if he were to compliment me, does he risk the wrath of the Labour Party's Women's Caucus? Potentially using the newly introduced power of recall? These are perilous times for a chap. But whatever he decides to do, Mr. Speaker, I hope that this will mark the end of the parliamentary leap year. Women parliamentarians should be allowed to propose more than once every 57 years.